This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is set to announce strict new testing, masking, and distancing requirements for federal employees who cannot or will not show they have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. The president hopes to boost sluggish vaccine rates among the millions of Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for employers around the country. Biden's move for the federal government, by far the nation's largest employer, comes in the face of surging coronavirus rates driven by pockets of vaccine resistance and the more infectious Delta variant. The city of Washington, D.C. will require masks indoors for everyone older than 2 years old beginning Saturday because of an increase in coronavirus infections. Mayor Muriel Bowser made the announcement Thursday at a news conference.
Beginning this Saturday at 5 a.m., I will issue by mayor's order the directive that people over the age of two must wear a mask indoors regardless of their vaccination status.
The mayor said that in the month of July, the city has seen a fivefold increase in the daily case rate. People may remove masks while eating or drinking inside restaurants, but otherwise will be required to wear them. Outdoor venues such as parks and sports stadiums are exempt from the order, but health officials are recommending people wear masks when attending large events. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday, arguing that its hands are tied after the Supreme Court signaled it would only be extended until the end of the month. The moratorium was put in place last September by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the negotiations on salvaging a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran cannot go on indefinitely, signaling it's up to Tehran to move forward soon on the issue. The top U.S. diplomat said at a press briefing in Kuwait the Biden administration is willing to continue negotiations, but that Iran needs to make a decision.
And the fact of the matter is, it is Iran that has decisions to make. Fundamental decisions to make about whether it, too, wants to return to compliance. And there is no amount of deflection that can change that basic fact.
The two sides have held several rounds of indirect talks in Vienna since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. Discussions have dealt with Iran complying with the international agreement that restricted its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Flash flooding has killed more than 100 people in the Taliban-controlled area of Nuristan, a province in the northeast of Afghanistan. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The provincial government appealed to the Taliban to allow rescue teams into the area to help. The Taliban stated that their own rescue crews had been ordered to the affected area. However, it's unclear how equipped the Taliban are to deal with emergencies in the mostly rural areas under their control. Local reports suggest the village of Merdesh was particularly affected, with over 100 homes inundated by the floodwaters. Since the announced withdrawal of US and NATO troops from the country, the Taliban have swept through dozens of districts, seizing land and even taking control of key border crossings with neighboring countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. He faces three counts of indecent assault and battery. The victim alleges McCarrick began abusing him when he was a boy and groped and fondled him when he was 16 as they walked around the campus of Wellesley College, where his brother's wedding reception was being held in 1974. Mitchell Garabedian, who's representing the man, said in an email it takes enormous courage for a sexual abuse victim to report having been abused and proceed through the criminal process. An attorney for McCarrick, Barry Coburn, told the AP they look forward to addressing the case in the courtroom. The former cardinal is 91. He was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. I'm Jennifer King.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.